Blog Talk Radio.
Whirlpool believes the magic of home is the care we give each other. And that's why Whirlpool appliances are designed to help all families make every day together feel special. Because care is magic. Whirlpool, every day, care. And see Disney's Encanto now, streaming on Disney Plus.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat, and I'm your host, Ava Holly. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, everyone, to the Casual Chat. For those of you that don't know me yet, I'm Ava Holly. I've been in radio since my college days at Penn State, and that was a long time ago. I am a singer-songwriter, author, designer, and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. We have cool things coming this new year. Moving forward, we've got our charitable Ava's Eye Bags and more to come. So stay tuned for that, and welcome once again to the Casual Chat. We have a wonderful guest this evening. We want to welcome Tayo Ishola, and you'll have to tell me if I'm pronouncing your names right or wrong. I believe it's Tayo, correct?
Yes, we are
discussing the We are discussing the International Passion for Fashion. We're just coming off New York Fashion Week, and I know Tayo has much to share with us on what's happening in Miami and much more. So, Tayo, welcome, and give us a little background.
Thank you.
Where are you from? What do you do? And how you got started in this crazy industry?
Thank you so much for having me, Ava. Such an honor to be a part of your show.
So I got started
actually in Lagos, Nigeria. I was born and raised in Lagos, actually. I started modeling at the age of 14. I started out with beauty pageants, did commercials back then, and then I got scouted by an agency at the age of 15, going on 16, and I moved to South Africa, modeled with that agency for about 2 years in South Africa, and then I moved with that same agency to New York. And then from New York, I moved to Miami, and then Miami just became the place that stole my heart. So, yeah.
My parents were there.
And
they lived there. Unfortunately, they passed, but they lived in Aventura, not too far from Miami. We are part of the Miami Showman's Club, my whole family. So, doing like, you know, the carnivals and festivals and all that stuff going way back. My aunt and uncle were involved, got my family involved. So that was crazy. So where did you tumble into the fashion end of it?
So the fashion end of it, in 2015, I launched a bathing suit and resort wear brand. Now, while I was in Nigeria, I did do an apprenticeship in my early teens with an uncle of mine who had a menswear brand. So I got to see the back end. He had his own like mini factory type of deal going on. So I did go there like every day, did learn about sewing, working with machines, all that stuff with him. I didn't know I was going to use that later on in my life, but I did know that I did have an interest in fashion. And so being in Miami, being a model, I kind of felt like I wasn't tapping into all of my potential just being on the runway walking back and forth. I felt like I had more to do with my voice and my creativity. And so I thought that looking at the environment that I was in, one of the easiest ways to get into that environment was through something within the creative industry. And so because I'd already been immersed in fashion for so long, I thought, you know what, this would be the right thing to do. And then I love the beach. Bathing suits are my thing because I love to sort of be in the water. And so I was like, I would start
especially
this
in
brand.
Miami, right?
Yeah, I know. I know. Even back then in Lagos, like the beach was where we spent all of our Christmas and events. So
I think it's funny that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, like there's
there?
Amber Alert. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's funny how we sometimes maybe not always follow in our parents' footsteps, yet we have a footprint of them in what we do. You know, they like
right.
I felt the same way. Like I ran my father's businesses for a long time and you know, I studied theater and I was in the entertainment industry and I wound up same thing. I didn't feel like I was utilizing my full potential. So I took my father's and my mother's business advice and created something around the entertainment industry. So I imagine that's what you're doing.
Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the swimwear event that you already launched. You launched one already with Roger in Miami, correct?
Yes.
So how did that go? And tell us a little bit about that because people might want to get involved.
Of course, of course. So in 2018, I founded the Wonder Woman Initiative. And so with the Wonder Woman Initiative, I was now able to produce my own Miami Stream Week shows. And so I would feature women, feature other designers beyond myself. And so last year, incredibly, I had this annual event that I would do during Miami Stream Week. And Roger had reached out to the hotel that I had booked because she wanted to book 3 days for Sustainable Swim Week. And they told them that there's this other lady who has the space for so-and-so day. And so Roger looks me up and looks at what I'm doing. And she's like, this is incredible because we're super in alignment. And so she finds my email and she reaches out to me. You know how awesome she is. And so she reaches out to me and she tells me what she has going on. And it just became this very synergistic relationship from there. So I ended up having Roger being like a champion for me in many ways last year. So we did collaborate. So my event was now encased within her own event. So I did have my standalone event, of course, on the 10th of July, and Roger had 9th and 11th at that same spot. So it ended up working out so beautiful. And so this year, we're like, let's do this again. Obviously, I'm still planning something really beautiful for Miami Swim Week with the Wonder Woman Initiative, but in partnership with Roger and her team at the Sustainable Swim Week. So it's going to be just a beautiful thing. They did really amazing last year. They brought a lot of people in that sustainable fashion environment together, and I think it's really good what they're doing. The swim industry definitely needs that and needs more advocates in many ways. And so, yeah, I love to continue partnering with them and the work that they're doing. And it's going to be more phenomenal this year. I know she does have so many things lined up. Maybe I can't share much, maybe I can, but I can tell you that it will be about a 3-day event again this year. We're looking at my event is going to be on the 16th of July, and I believe Roger is going to already start from the 14th of July. And then obviously she'll get a break on the day of my event, and you know, everyone still gets to attend, and then she would have a I think on the 18th, she's planning to do a ball type of event to kind of wrap everything up. So I think it's going to be really, really nice. It is all for a very good cause, very charity focused. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
So does that have to do with the Wonder Woman Initiative? Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. Okay, so for the Wonder Woman Initiative this year, we're doing – so the way that we sort of make events happen, we usually like to have an immersive experience that is beyond just the fashion. So over the years, we'll usually bring 4 women together in the community who are survivors thriving in business. The year before, we had a burn survivor who was on the runway. She got to share her story. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. We've had women on Wall Street, you know, those executives in, high-level positions in Fortune 500 companies, you know, be a part of this. And so each year, we bring them in. We make them part of the fashion. There are pieces and garments that are actually created with them in mind. And so those pieces go on to even live on the storefront with their name on it. And so we do that just to honor them. There's an award session that we do. And then there's the fashion shows that happen. Last year we had 3 designers. So it was myself and 2 other designers here in Miami that presented their pieces. And so this year it's going to be something similar, but the focus this year is mental health. And so it'd have survivors.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a very fantastic event. Again, it's going to be very immersive. There will be some art a part of it, because I think you can't really remove the history of humanity, and change does happen by art and the language that art creates. And so we're going to really push that this year, and pushing us all to a better place of mental wellness.
That's amazing. So we're going to talk a little more about that because it's very intriguing. I want to talk to you a little more about the designs, the designers. Yet right now we're going to listen to a track so we can sit back and enjoy a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
There is a young cowboy. Lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companion. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the doggies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. Song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Dreams and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock about sweet baby Jane.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm your host, Ava Holly. Remember, you can call in and join us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So we are chatting with Teo Ishola. Teo, am I saying that correctly?
Yes. Teo.
Mm-hmm. Teo. That's such a beautiful name.
Thank you.
It's such a beautiful name. So we are right in the midst of talking about this huge event that you are putting together for Miami Swim Week. Is that what it's called, right?
Yes, Miami Swim Week.
Miami Swim Week. And yes. Tell me a little bit about the designers you bring in. Now, are you one of the designers yourself?
Yes. I do showcase as well. And this year we do have some massive changes happening. The brand is going through a rebrand, name change, mm-hmm. all of that, a rebirth basically. So mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting creative project to do that revelation.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm really
designers. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, other designers would have some other swimwear designers, also handmade swim, and then one athleisure brand, because I believe, I think athleisure is here to stay, even in this environment of swimwear and resortwear.
I saw them do a segment of athleisure on Project Runway that was so intriguing. That was the first time I saw it done like that, and that is such a great brand. So I'm hoping we'll see some of that going on there. We just came off of New York Fashion Week with my friend Samina Mughal. She's an international designer, and I'm going to hook you guys up because I like her to get involved with you guys. She does five shows across the nation. Actually, two of them are out of the country, and then she also has our buddy who's been on this show before, Mr. Panting, doing the red carpet interviews and stuff, and I help her with those as well. So we have to get her involved in this because I love this whole concept and this whole idea, and I'm really happy that you're focusing on mental health this year, because with the shutdown and everything going on in the country, mental health has been through the roof, you know, more, or at least we have a light on it more because of a lot of things going on. In the country.
We definitely do. I think what the pandemic did was it kind of brought a lot of things to the surface for a lot of people, things that had been suppressed for so long. So I think it's a great time to definitely talk about it.
I'm sorry?
No, you just talked about New York Fashion Week, so I was wondering how it was.
Yes. New York Fashion Week is always a blast. You know, they bring the shows like into a little bit of North Jersey and all, and down here to Atlantic City, yet it's all part of New York Fashion Week. So a lot of the designers this year, I think because of everything the country's going through, have broken out to do their own shows. So the shows are a little smaller in audience, yet people hop from show to show, especially in Manhattan. So I don't know if they do that in Miami. I'm not as familiar with how they run it in Miami as I am as how they run it in New York.
Yeah. Miami has, in the last few years, has become really, really big with Swim Week. And so there's multiple production companies. And so you really have to hop through the shows to make a lot of them and see what they put together.
And I think some of the designers do like their own show with just their brands, and other designers do their own show with multiple designers, like you were talking about. So you have designers coming in already. Where do they come from? Do they come from all over? They come from Miami?
They come from all over. So last year I had a designer who is actually from Brazil. And I had another designer, but she's based in Miami now. And I have another designer who's from Senegal. And this year I have Miamians so far, but I'm still open to, we still have three more spots for designers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're open, you know, to whoever wants to get a taste of Miami and also be able to give something that's a little more than just fashion.
Yeah, it's such a great platform for various things, and people are realizing that that's, you know, a place where you have people and you can kind of, you know, go through your you know, other things that you want to get mentioned. It's a great platform, you know. Okay, hold that thought. We are going to hear another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
We've seen some hard I may be wrong for you, baby. Maybe I'm
Thank you, Brother O. I love the James Taylor vibe going on tonight. You are the best. You always pick the best music, and we are just chillaxing to the James Taylor vibe tonight as we chat here with Tayo Ishola on the Casual Chat. I'm your host, Ava Holly. Welcome back, and we have a caller on the line. So, caller, where are you? Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, girlfriend, it's Jerry. How are you?
Of course it's Sherry. You never miss. You are always on point, and I love you.
I can't miss you. I love you, too. So, hello to your beautiful guest.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, sweetheart. Yep. I just wanted to call in and say hello. And so what's happening?
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry, for calling in. I know you're a little under the weather, and I'm glad you took the time out to do that. I'm not so good at it because I'm overwhelmed with my life right now, yet that's a story for another time. So thank you very much for calling in. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice, and we shall talk.
We shall talk. All right. Love you, ladies.
Yeah. Love you, too. Thanks
Bye.
For calling in. Take care.
Thank you.
So Tayo, that's my good friend and fellow DJ, also International Internet Radio Hall of Fame radio host, Jerry
that's
Petito.
Awesome.
So catch her shows right. also. And so proud to have her in my corner and on the show, and just a great group of people in this realm
that's
of
awesome.
Broadcasting. So I'm really enjoying it. So thank you for being a part of it as well. So Tayo, tell me, you know, as we're moving along, tell me how people can find you. How would they get a hold of you if they want to know more about, you know, Swim Week, Miami, anything that you've got going
yes.
on? How does someone do that?
Yes, for sure. So my Instagram is TayoIsHola with an underscore at the end. My personal website is TayoIsHola.com, and the brand's website is EIDOSwimwear.com, and then the initiative is WonderWomanInitiative.org.
Awesome. I love that. I was writing that down. we have another caller on the line, so let's see who's here. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Peace and blessings, Ava.
Who is this?
Sister Bessie. Peace and blessings.
Oh, my gosh. Sister Bessie, how are you, my love? Thank you so much for calling in. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi. I'm loving your show, and I'm loving your guest.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
She's originally from Nigeria. You know, I always love to hear from Africa, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We have a guest coming on next month that is also doing a project out in Nigeria, so that's going to be pretty awesome. And I don't know if you know
awesome.
Him, Tayo, is Shaw. Do you know Shaw?
No. But I do have a question for her. She's
yes.
You're in the modeling industry?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I wanted to ask you a question. In the modeling industry, do they still have requirements for being a model, or do they focus more on the natural shape of women today?
So the modeling industry is definitely experiencing like some great progress in the last few years, thank God for social media. So a lot of modeling agencies, while they still have certain requirements, they are very diverse at this time. I think now is the time more than ever to really take that career and make it happen if that's what anyone wants to do, because now they're realizing because the opinion of the public now is very much it's close to home. So they realize that the images that they forced on the public for so long is not the reality. And so they're willing now to sell images, if I can use that word, to sell images of real people so that it really does resonate with the buyers of the products that they're actually, you know, promoting. So now is the time for everyone that wants to model, as long as you have the personality and you're willing to learn how to take the photos, how to, you know, be that person who's professional. I think that industry has no boundaries right now.
Oh,
and I'm gonna add to that for you, Sister Bessie, that you know, I work in the modeling industry also, and there's a term they call industry standard, and that's like height requirement, weight requirement, and a lot of designers and people running shows are getting away from that. In fact, they're not even using the term plus size model anymore, because anybody over a size zero is considered plus size. So it's it's crazy how they're changing, and it's a beautiful thing, and more people are making the industry itself aware of the fact that they need to relate to more of the average woman today, not just somebody that's, you know, going to sell a garment that's a size zero. So I'm just adding on to what Taya was saying, and thank you for that great question. It's always a pleasure to have you calling in. We just love you.
Thank you. I love you too. I'm a fellow host. I will be on March the 4th, same time at 9:30. And thank you so
That's
much,
the go
Holly.
Forward
I,
day.
I am enjoying your show, and you know I love you. Peace and blessings to both.
Thank you, Sister Bessie. Good to see you. You know that's
thank
the go
you.
Forward day. March 4th is the go forward day.
Awesome.
All right. We are going to get
great.
Into
you
another
have
track.
Just supporters.
Oh, awesome. All right. We are going to get into another track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. See you on the flip side.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Thank you, legendary brother O. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. We have another caller on the line. So who are you? Where are you calling from? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, there
all
you
right,
are.
There,
hi.
All right now. All right. Get, all right. Are you there, caller?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear the unmute button. Hi, I'm Ricardo Bouchard. I'm from, I have a radio show called Trenton Makes. I'm from Trenton,
yes.
New Jersey.
Hi, Ricardo. How are you? Yes, I've listened to your show before.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to ask the guest. I believe she was saying she was a model and she's into fashion. Like, what inspired you to do one or the other, and what do you prefer? Like, do you prefer the modeling or the fashion over one another, or just kind of like a cohesive thing?
Yeah, thank you so much for that question. It's cohesive, but to be honest with you, I prefer the fashion designing a little more because I get to really tap into more of my talents and immerse my creativity into that experience. Mm-hmm. With the modeling, while that's really beautiful, you kind of have to dance with to the tune of whoever's creating whatever that you are, you know, working with. Whereas with this one, if I do have a really big inspiration, I feel like I have more ability and room to share that with the world since I get to be on the back end of creating it. So, yeah.
Wow. That's cool. So cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ricardo, for calling in. And good luck and lots of luck with your shows. And I'll be listening to you again soon. We have another caller in queue. So welcome, caller. Where are you calling from and who are you?
Hi, Ava. This is Angela. I am calling from Myrtle Beach,
South
Carolina. Hi, Angela.
How are you?
I'm great. Loving your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, she's a doll. Thank you for calling in.
So much.
Wow.
You're doing some
thank
amazing
you.
Things. And I thank y'all for this show tonight, and definitely with the focus on mental health that she's going to be doing with her show. So thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank
that's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Tayo. I had a question for you, and it went out of my head.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking,
back.
Yeah, oh, I hate when that happens. I think it was – oh, I know what I was going to say. If you're trying to find Tayo on Facebook or Instagram, go over to Facebook and look at Ngozi's page and check out the beautiful – Tayo Ishola, because there are many people with the same name. In fact, Tayo and I had trouble connecting because of that. We didn't know what each other looked like. However, you will see what she looks like in the photos that are posted. I mean, you can go to my page as well, but most of you know Ngozi's page. So if you go to either my page or Ngozi's page, you will see her photo, and then you can make sure that you are friending or talking to the right Tayo Ishola. So Tayo, give us a little more thought about what's going on in Miami, and we're going to get to another track in a minute. So tell me, you know, are you excited about what's coming up, and, you know, give us a little of that.
For sure. I'm excited about Women's History Month coming up next month. it's always exciting. And the Wonder Woman Initiative is doing something called Reform. We're doing it in Miami Beach at the Kimpton Anglers Hotel. It's going to be on March 12th at 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. We basically are going to bring a lot of people within the community, brands in sustainability, brands who have like handmade products, fitness, the whole nine, just so that we can start this conversation early, even with mental health. And so it's your mental, physical, spiritual wellness that we're hoping to move forward and to thrive with. And so how better to do it by bringing, you know, people that are in these spaces so that they can have conversation. And then, yes, while celebrating women. Yeah.
Tayo, is the Wonder Woman Initiative something you started?
Yes.
Oh, good. So we'll talk more about that after the next track. So hang on for a minute as we have our next track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to say to my sister, you know, Inlay, you know, to you, you know what I mean, my wonderful sister, Arab Inren. How are you tonight, my sister from Nigeria?
Hi.
Yes,
how
indeed. Yes,
you?
Indeed.
Who's speaking?
Yes. This is Brother Wealth that has come home. Ole Dele. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm doing awesome.
Yes, indeed. You know what I mean? You know, I was born in Compton,
awesome.
California. My mother is from Nigeria, and she is the spirit of this network. And she's from, you know, Yoruba, you know what I mean, in western Nigeria, yeah, right on the coast.
Western
so you talked about, yes, Yoho Ibom, Akwa, you Ibom, Akwa Ibom, right there. You know what I mean?
Akwa
you know,
Ibom.
Right
I
there.
Know,
yes.
Akwa Ibom.
Yes,
of
indeed.
Course.
So that's where my mother is from. So it's wonderful to talk to a fellow Nigerian. I'm blessed to have you know dual citizenship and all that, and it's just wonderful, you know, how you are, you know, making your life, you know, a wonderful testament to help people and change people, and that's what it's all about. So I'm gonna digress, play my beautiful music by Mr. James Taylor tonight, and I'll come on at the end for Ngozi time. And here we go, y'all.
I remember back in 74 and final scene at the White House door and the staff lined up to say goodbye. Tiny tear in shifted light. He said, nobody knows me, nobody understands. These little people were good to me. Oh, I wanna shake some hands. Somebody line them up. Line them all up. Line them up. Line them all up. Want you to line them up. Line them all up. Line them up. Line them all up. Ah, that time my heart was all broke. I looked like ashes, smelled like smoke, and I turned away from my loving kind. Try to leave my body and live in my mind, but it's much too much emotion to hold in your hand. They got waves out on the ocean, they're gonna wear away the land. I say line them up, line them all up, line them up, line them all up. Corn in Kansas, and I've seen smile for the loved ones. They go walking on down the aisle, each re-engaging, stepping into the sun. I watch them turn like pages, one by one by one.
Thank you, Brother O. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. We have another caller waiting patiently. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Actually, the caller did not wait patiently. I was trying to get them on, but, of course, you know, we always try to do what we can do. And so now, you know, final thoughts from you and your wonderful guest tonight before in Gozy time.
All right. Taya, what a pleasure having you on tonight. Please look her up. I'd like to hear your final thoughts on your event. I would encourage people to check out the Wonder Woman Initiative. So it's wonderwomaninitiative.org. I'm very interested in that. And tell us, you know, give us some final thoughts, Taya, on what's going on.
Yes, I just want to say thank you again for having me. It's been really beautiful, and thanks to everyone who called in and for the support. So, yes, we are excited about just a lot of the opportunities this year. July is definitely the one that everyone should look out for. Miami Swim Week is huge, and it's getting bigger and bigger each year. We try as much as possible that as people are coming and looking to wear their best clothing and go hop from fashion show to fashion show, that they do find themselves in the midst of this experience that would give them a little more than just fashion. Every year it's always rewarding and very fulfilling as we find people just experience something that wakes up that wonder that is within them that sometimes has been hiding for so long or has been compressed under a bunch of junk. So it's really an honor to be able to do this. I hope that you will be in town, and I hope that anyone else who's looking to come around, they should just reach out to me, and this will be an experience they wouldn't have to pay for to attend, because I will extend to them a complimentary front row seat.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful. So, yes, we will chat more afterwards. And, you know, as we get closer, again, she has an event on March 12th as well, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll be looking forward to the July event. So are we ready for Ngozi time? Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, of course, I want to thank our sister coming on tonight, representing Nigeria to the fullest. Thank you so much, young lady. I really, really appreciate
you.
And what you're doing is very, very important. And it shares a light to a little brown girl that maybe lost hope. You know what I mean? And they can see, you know, the light in you. And that's what's most important.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And, of course, what more can we say tonight? That WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're in Gozy Time and Twitter, you know, at Instagram, and also Pinterest.
Okay.
And on Facebook at Ola Dele Malay Ngozi. Any comments or suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all of our listeners at Armed Force Radio Network. Join us and in for tomorrow's programming. It is. Wonderful. Our commissioner of our network, Dee Davis, and Strictly Business at WBNN 930 Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com. And let's end our program tonight with the wonderful person in this wonderful show, an outstanding chat. Her name is Ava Holly. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Thank you, Brother O. You know, it's such an honor to be part of the dynasty. It's been so amazing getting to know everybody and the support and the love. Many of you know I'm going through some stuff right now, yet I support all of you. I listen when I can, and I appreciate you calling in and supporting me as well. Thank you, Tayo, Ishola. So honored to have you on as a guest, and we will talk more as we get closer to some of your events. So thank you again for being on. And again, this is The Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we will see you next month.